I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
But your mother and I must know is. Where did you put the baby, Billy?
You've got the wrong number.
Where did you put Agnes, Billy?
And we're back.
We're back.
Finally. Oh, we took last week off.
Yeah.
We were both sick.
Mm-hmm.
I still, I guess, am not sick, but I kind of feel like shit still because, why?
What
is your reasoning?
Because you always, when you're sick, you just stay sick. It lingers.
I believe you had a hurtful term for this.
Oh, I call it a man cold, man flu.
The man flu.
Yeah.
I caught the man flu. It hits me harder. You were recovered in like 4 days.
Yeah.
It's been 9 days for me.
You've been like this ever since I've known you. Anytime you get sick, you are out for like weeks and
this
weeks and weeks.
This is why COVID scares me to death.
Yeah.
I actually tested today to make sure this wasn't COVID. I tested twice during this cold.
Yeah.
This minor cold.
Well, explain why you were prompted today, especially okay. to take the test.
So, last night,
I don't know what made you realize you weren't.
It was a soup that I made,
mm-hmm.
and so at one point I sniffed it because I just sort of sniff everything. I've been sniffing stuff for 2 years.
Have you been sniffing your armpits frequently?
Sniffing my armpits.
That's going to be your sign?
Yes. So, I sniffed it and I couldn't smell anything, and I thought, uh-oh. That's weird. And so I started sniffing everything in the house.
I need a mental image. How late at night was this?
I don't think it was too late. It was like midnight.
Okay, for you that's not bad.
So at midnight, I'm sniffing stuff in the house. Now, I've been regularly sniffing Vaseline.
Why? Vaseline has a smell to it?
Yes. You put your nose up to it, it smells like something.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I sniff the Vaseline every time I go in the bathroom just to make sure I don't have COVID.
Oh, my God.
So I sniff the Vaseline.
I didn't know Vaseline has a smell.
It didn't smell. You had this vanilla hand cream. I sniffed that. Smelled like nothing.
Mm-hmm. I still don't think that vanilla hand cream has a strong scent to it.
Yeah. Then I opened up the kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
The pungent fermented cabbage kimchi. And I could smell it, but just barely. I could just barely smell the kimchi, and I thought, that's an issue. And so I was convinced I had COVID.
Yep.
And I was so happy, kind of. It kind of sucks, because this was on the 16th, effectively. So 10 days, you got to wait till after a positive result,
mm-hmm.
which means I would have missed Christmas.
Yeah.
But I was happy that, like, if this was COVID and this is as bad as it was for me, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But now, if I get it, I'm still in the, you're going to be one of the few who die at your age.
I mean, you have the vaccine. You need to get, you just need, we need to get you boosted.
Yeah.
Which, now that you're feeling better from this, you can make an appointment.
Yeah.
Meyer is doing walk-in for the boosters. So you might even have to make an appointment.
Okay.
So that might be a good, you go to Meyer frequently. You might as well just zip up to the pharmacy.
I'm going to kind of avoid them, though. Because you scheduled one for me.
Oh, yeah, and you never canceled it.
And I never canceled. I never showed up. And now, so I'm just not going to go there anymore.
Well, I mean, you can still go to Meyer, just not the pharmacy.
Not going to go to Meyer. I'm going to drive to a further Meyer.
Okay, then you can still apply it. Just go to that pharmacy then and be like.
Because they're going to.
Boost me.
I'm going to go to the register. They're going to look at my credit card and be like, not you. My face is going to be up there.
Not this fucker.
Man. He wasted a COVID shot, killed an old lady.
Or maybe that's how that person got a walk-in.
Oh, I saved an old lady then.
You saved. Yeah, we're not doing this. We're having technical difficulties. Not that I'm trying to shit on your hero thing. You can be a hero, but we're having technical difficulties. And we made jokes and babbled, and our mic stopped working. My mic stopped working, so we're not going back over it. It was gold stuff. That was some of her best stuff.
Oh, what other ones did I have in there just then?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes of us talking and it's not recording.
We don't know what our issue is.
Randomly, it's done it twice now.
Yeah.
So we've been awkwardly retelling the same jokes and like the other person just has this blank look on their face, letting it happen.
I don't know how people read scripts, I guess. Because I would be
like, I gotta tell this joke again.
I would be so robotic if we scripted this.
The worst is if you have to like ad lib a line and you're like, ah, that was really clever in the moment, and then you gotta do it again.
Yeah.
I do think about that sometimes. Speaking of weird movies with weird scripts, ooh, have you ever seen Babes in Toyland?
Was that the, like the black and white one?
No.
No.
Well, there might have been. I think it was based on an older movie, but I never saw that one.
I think
I'm talking about one from the 80s.
No. The only one I think that I think might have that name was Black and White. It was like, okay. So I don't know if it's...
So this movie, I saw it on something.
I think they're also a Riot Girl band.
What? The Riot Girl band?
Pause.
Okay, she confirmed it. It is a Riot Girl band, I suppose.
Well, it was an American alternative rock band from Minnesota.
So this one stars a young Keanu Reeves.
Ooh!
And a young Drew Barrymore. And it's a musical. Now, imagine Keanu Reeves singing.
I want to see this.
You're gonna.
Okay.
It's weird as shit. I'm gonna bring it up.
First they called it Cincy, but Cincinnati is so natty. They named it Cincinnati, so they
said, okay, so what did you think?
It was
Is Keanu a natural singer?
No.
You think about his voice. He's got like that deep, like,
yeah,
kind of monotone voice.
Yeah.
And it seems like they must have made him redo this so many times.
No, did he actually
more energy?
Did he actually sing it though?
I promise you, he did.
Because like there was a period of time where they just had other singers sing for movies. I mean,
it didn't sound like it with this movie.
That's true. Yeah,
it wasn't none of like them sound good.
No, that's true. It just sounded like regular people singing.
This would have sounded a lot better if they had professional singers come and do it over. This is also not a very high budget movie.
Yeah, it looks
made
like
for
it.
TV movie.
Because I was confused at first. I was like, is he playing Drew Barrymore's dad? Their age difference isn't that big. But you assured me that they're brother and sister in this.
Yeah. And so this movie is just, it's kind of like a Wizard of Oz type thing. They get in a car crash immediately after this song.
Oh, I mean, okay, I was foreshadowed. I mean, yeah, he was not paying attention or driving very carefully in the snow.
And then Drew Barrymore, she gets knocked unconscious, maybe dead. I don't know. I never finished this movie.
Oh.
And then she wakes up in Toyland. And Toyland is just, it's kind of off-putting. It's a bit of a horror show. There's people in bear costumes. And then the girl's boss, like the older girl's boss in this scene, he's there and he's the bad guy. But like when he's her boss in real life, he's like alluding to raping her and stuff. And she's like, man, you're gross. I don't gotta
tell you this. Wait, alluding to raping who?
The older girl.
Oh, okay. It's still bad. It's still bad. But Drew Barrymore still looks like a child in
this.
She's
like 11, I think.
Yeah, that's... Raping any age is bad.
Okay.
But...
Glad you got that out there. Taking a hard stance.
Taking a hard stance. I know it's my liberal ways showing here, but rape bad.
It's not cool.
Just, I don't think we should do it anymore.
Yeah, I think we've had our fill. Okay. But yeah, fuck this movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically where that was at.
I mean, the one I remember that's black and white might not have been. I just remember.
No, I haven't gotten to the Babes. So I'm hoping it gets better.
I am assuming they meant Babes as in babies. Remind me of the Babe. What Babe? The Babe with power. What power?
Is David Bowie talking about babies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just...
All right. Okay. Well, I misread that movie. And apparently this one.
Because
there's no babes.
He's singing to the baby. So there's another baby this baby reminds him of. You remind me of the Babe. What Babe? The Babe with the power. What power? The power, yeah.
The baby. Why do we call chicks babes? That sounds creepy now.
I don't know.
What's up, Babe?
I'm also just thinking
Babes
of the pig
in the woods. If you know what I mean.
Anyway, speaking of Christmas movies,
oh, what do we have today?
Well, I thought, well, we're gonna watch Black Christmas.
Yes,
but we also were scrolling weeks ago at this point. You were scrolling, right? And then you found an article that's
ties in the 15 best horror Christmas movies. And I haven't read this list, so I'm pretty excited.
Which means we could keep this podcast going for 15 more years, and every Christmas have a new...
They're
going
to release more horror Christmas movies. But yeah, let's get to this list. I've been dying to read this list.
We're getting so smooth with our segues.
What? Yeah, I know. That was incredible. That was almost professional. Okay, number 15, Treevenge. I've not heard of this one.
So I'm imagining it's Christmas trees that seek revenge because they get chopped down every year.
So some films' quality hinges on the subtext. Treevenge doesn't suffer from this problem, as there is almost zero subtext in Treevenge. What it does include, I am thrilled to report, is sentient Christmas trees.
Yes!
That brutally murder people left and right.
Okay. But do they then hang, like, decorate the people?
I don't know. That would be great.
That would be, like, they're going Christmas people.
Okay, so that sounds fun. I wouldn't mind
seeing
this
campy.
One.
It sounds campy.
This one's called I Trapped the Devil.
Huh, where's the Christmas?
Slow burn horror is a difficult beast. Make a movie with too little build and it doesn't fit the genre. Make one with too little payoff and the whole thing ends up feeling insubstantial. Hmm. In 2019's I Trapped the Devil, written by and starring written by and starring indie horror mainstay AJ Bowen, finds an elegant way to strike that tricky balance correctly, and so forth.
Where's the Christmas?
Set your film on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Better Watch Out. This is going to take forever if I read it all about these. Better Watch Out. Never heard of it. The Children. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Ooh. 11 and 10. Black Christmas 2006 and Black Christmas 2019.
So we're seeing the original.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
2006 and 2019. When was those both remakes? I think, when was this Black Christmas
movie? I don't know.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. Anna and the Apocalypse.
Ooh.
That's
good.
Number 9.
Yeah, I don't want you reading the synopsis, actually. I'm just trying to guess what they are based on the titles, and I have no idea what this is related to with Christmas. Probably just takes place on Christmas.
Number 8, Tales from the Crypt and All Through the House is what the episode is called.
Oh, okay.
7, Rare Exports. 6, Day of the Beast. 5, Inside. 4, Krampus. 3, Nightmare Before Christmas. Not really a horror movie.
No.
Interesting choice. But if it's going to be on the list, how are 2 better than it?
Yeah, why isn't that one like...
I feel like it shouldn't be on the list.
No, because I don't think it's a horror movie. It's spooky, but like... Or not like if you were a kid, I could see how it's spooky.
It's got
spooky imagery.
But not a horror movie.
Because it would spook... Logan would probably not like it these days.
Okay, number 2. Black Christmas. Here we go.
The original. The OG.
Movie.
Right?
Yep, 74.
Okay.
Oh, number 1, Gremlins.
Oh.
Yeah, Gremlins.
So I'm just assuming all the other ones that had titles that did not reference Christmas is just that it took place on Christmas or Christmas Eve.
Like Gremlins.
So that's how like Die Hard is a Christmas movie because it takes place on Christmas.
Yeah, there's some Christmassy stuff. Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know what? I used to be of the opinion that it didn't count. But I've kind of come around, mainly because most Christmas movies suck. There's not that many good ones.
Scrooge is really good.
Scrooge is the shit.
That's
I love Scrooge. I love Home Alone. Nightmare Before Christmas, more of a Halloween movie. Maybe I'll come around to that one, too. It counts.
It counts. It counts. It's got Christmas in the title.
Yeah.
He's celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
And Halloween.
It counts.
It counts. Who died?
But yeah, Gremlins is easily one of the best Christmas movies. It actually is Christmassy feeling, right?
I haven't seen it. I've seen bits and pieces. I've never like
you've never seen Gremlins?
Not really. I know enough about it to understand
like
references.
Every once in a while, you say something that just shocks me to my core.
I know you can
you've
see.
You've never seen Gremlins?
Not all the way through. Like I've seen bits and pieces, and I know enough about it
what
to like understand.
Fuck! Oh my god. Okay. No, that's fine. You're completely uncultured. I knew this. Wow. I just didn't understand the extent of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a sheltered individual.
From gremlins? Who's sheltered from gremlins? Yeah, I'm sure your mom was like, no, not this one.
I don't think
not
she cared.
Not this movie.
Paul was watching horror movies since he was like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gremlins is good, though, I will say. So we might have to watch that for the podcast now. We still have some time. We got another, what?
No, we don't have, week? Well, I don't know if we'll be able to do, we'll be busy Christmas. We'll see. We'll figure
now,
it out.
I was going to suggest one that I was sure you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. Because I was sure you've seen Gremlins. But there's another movie that was one of my favorites called Jack Frost. There are two Jack Frost movies. There's the original Jack Frost, and then they made a remake, which I haven't seen.
Ooh.
So the original Jack Frost, there's a killer, and there's some chemical mishap. He gets melted and turned into a snowman.
Oh, cool.
Pretty dope. I haven't seen it in a long time. We'll see if it holds up.
So he melts and then fluffs out into a snowman.
Yep. And in a pinch, he can use his carrot nose as a penis.
Oh, my God.
You'll see.
It's probably still better than
the foot rape.
The foot rape.
I know where you're going. It is.
It's just
not great, not entirely classy, but it's better than the dirty foot rape scene.
I still think I wish we were rich so we could just redo that movie and make it better.
I keep thinking of
I
it.
Think we could do it. I just we don't
I
have
no talent.
We have no talent. We have no money and we don't know anyone who can act or
I have
anything
a
like that.
I got people who can act.
That's true. You do know some people who can act, but we don't
but
have
But they're all late 30s white men. Those are all the people I know, basically. I can get an Asian in there in a pinch. But I think my friends could act good enough. You know, I've seen some shitty acting in these movies.
Yeah.
Like, even some good movies have bad acting in them.
Yeah. We just don't have the tools, the budget, the film expertise. Still think we could do it better. There was promise to that movie. Is this going to be like a movie we just always harken back to? It's
yes.
a shitty movie, but they're like, we could have just...
Is it
it's,
shitty
it's
if
the
we
one,
keep thinking about it
it's
and
the
keep
one that got away.
You know, a movie's there to entertain you. Film is there to make you think. So,
okay. God damn it, we're turning to critics.
New York Ripper is film.
Yeah, so I guess I should give it a higher... I'm still not giving it a higher rating. I just think there were elements that could have been... Anyway.
Someday. Let's start making movies. We'll get better at it, and then we'll remake New York Ripper.
It's fine. It'll be our, like, our magnum opus.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How have they not remade that movie yet, though?
Probably because no one can sit through it. No, that's not true. We sat through it.
You know how good you could make that movie? If you took the premise, you have a... Even not a big budget. Just, like, a moderate-sized budget.
Yeah.
You could make a kick-ass movie.
You could.
Anyway.
Speaking of kick-ass movies...
Oh.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about? Do you want to do an adult fear?
Where's my jar of fear?
It's right by you.
Oh, I hope it's not a stupid one today. Oh, the national debt.
Oh.
Scares the living hell out of me.
That's a good adult fear.
You know, the thing is, okay, it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's just going to keep going up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's cut taxes. Hey, no, let's increase spending. You know what? Let's increase spending and cut taxes. It's just
like I don't know how we don't have it, how we'd ever get rid of it.
We can't.
Yeah, it's
feel like it's just a complete failure of democracy. Nobody wants to pay the bills.
Nope.
But everybody likes spending, it seems, and so it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. You know, right now I think it's like between seven and 12% of all taxes that we pay just goes towards interest. Jeez. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of money. But, you know, it's just maybe our kids will pay it down.
Anyway, that's a legitimate fear. It's one I don't like to think about. So I'm not going to have too much to add to this conversation.
Have you ever heard, like, economists say, oh, actually, the national debt's a good thing?
I don't listen to a communist economist, but no.
I've heard this idea before. I don't know how it makes sense. Like, no, it's good. National debt's good.
Makes our economy robust.
I don't know what it... It's fine. Don't worry. It's fine.
Don't worry.
Or look, that, like...
I'm 80 years old. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
How people say, no, we are paying our debt. We're just getting new debt. Like, that's
the
justification.
We're repaying the old one. This new
No. We're paying off the debt.
It's just we're adding to
we're
it.
We're getting more.
We're just it's you know it's two steps forward, five steps back type thing.
Yeah, but it's gonna get worse and worse and worse. And I feel like the only solution do they have a plan? Does the government have a plan here?
I don't know.
I feel like the only plan. Do you remember what Zimbabwe did?
No.
They just started printing money and their money became worthless. What if everybody just moves their money to Bitcoin and then the government just prints off the debt? Or like every few years, you know how they always negotiate the debt ceiling. And then like whoever's not in power says, no, we're not going to do anything. We'll just let the country collapse and everyone will blame you. And then the people in power are like, guess what? I could print a $1 trillion platinum coin. How about that? You ever hear this? This is an actual thing that happens. It sounds made up, but these are real arguments. I'll just print a $1 trillion coin, throw it in a wishing well, and our debt goes away.
Hey, there are worse ideas.
No, there's not. Okay, but that's... I feel like there's no solution to this issue. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Every year, we're going to be in more debt. Nothing's going to get better. Until our society collapses. Inevitably. Easy to see it coming. No one's doing anything.
Yeah, I'm
really glad you made me read an adult
fear. I'm sorry. I didn't know that that's what the adult fear. I didn't know you put that in there. And I'm sorry, I don't have much to say because I don't know.
You don't know how money works?
No.
All right, let me explain it to you. No. Let me mansplain this.
I think, I'm just saying it was a very good adult fear.
Let's pretend I come home with 10 new credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And like, guess what? Maybe I don't show you the credit cards at first and be like, guess what? We just got $100,000. You're like, what? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And then I whip out the credit cards. Like, there's $10,000 credit limit on each of these. And then when I run it up, I can take out more credit cards to pay those off.
I'm like, why'd you get so many credit cards?
This is what the smartest people in our country are doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, maybe the economists are right. Maybe this is a good thing.
I don't know what to say. I'm saying this is a very valid fear. I'm sorry I don't have a response to it. I'm not going to argue against you because, yes, it's a valid fear. I don't know. I know nothing, so.
All right.
I don't really mean, like, using my credit card. Good. I like using it, but I don't like using it at the same time.
I use it. I don't like looking at how much I have on it.
Yeah. Although I'm not tempted to like ever like spend it on.
We finally paid off our roof.
Yeah. <You know.
laughs> So this was back in November. We gave them a check.
Yep.
And then you were hawkishly checking our
every
bank account,
fucking day,
waiting to see that money come out. Yeah. And it just wasn't happening.
Like, we have the money. We weren't worried about that. But it's still, I just needed to see that come out so I could just be like, okay, that's a huge chunk. We're good. It's done.
And then I called the roof company because you were concerned. Yeah. Like, is something wrong with our check? They looked it up and like, nope.
No, you paid. You're fine.
You're good. Like, okay.
But it's not out of our bank account. And then what are they? Then who called you today? Like over a month later?
Yeah, the roof company.
What?
I didn't pick up the phone at first. I got a voicemail. And the woman sounded pretty mad on the phone. Like, you didn't sign your check. Like, oh. So I had to go down there. Sign the check. Oof, I felt stupid. And like she gave me the check and I turned it to the back where you signed.
Oh no, that's not where you signed.
And she said, no, you don't sign there. And I flipped around and I'm looking for like the word signature somewhere. Like, she's like, you signed that line, you fucking idiot.
Oh,
she didn't call me that.
Oh, she was thinking it though.
I'm sure she called me a fucking idiot after I left. There were a few people who witnessed this. Like, I don't sign checks. I never write a check. I do this, like, once every 5 or 6 years. So, yeah.
But we tried to call them. You called them. And they're
well, they
like,
didn't
it's
know that
fine.
Because they went to deposit at the bank. The bank took it. And then the bank, like, spit it back out at them.
How long
recently.
Did it take the bank? Oh, that's... Okay. But
so,
really, I
you gotta
feel
sign
like
your checks.
That should have been... Probably get people that purposely don't sign it.
I know that is,
and you
she
just
probably thought I pulled a fast one.
Yeah.
On her.
Oh,
I'm like, nope,
man.
I'm just stupid.
You should look.
I'm
I,
just a millennial
I, you should
who
just,
doesn't know how
just
to sign checks.
Just watch it and be like, look, I'm a dumbass. I'm not trying to con you guys out of anything.
How many checks do you think you signed in your life?
Yeah, I don't. I would have known to sign it, though.
Okay. How many?
I don't know. I don't write checks, but I still would have known how to. I would still have known to sign it because.
You didn't tell me to sign it.
Because I thought you did.
I handed you the check. Yeah. You looked at the check. The check was on the fridge for weeks.
Yeah.
You could have said, hey, there's something missing here.
I didn't look at it that closely because I assumed.
You assumed? You assumed I knew how to write a
you
check?
You know what they say about when you make assumptions.
It means you're an ass.
But the moral of the story is, or not the moral, but we have paid off the roof. Big chunk of money gone, but that weight is off of our shoulders now.
You see, the thing is, the weight was off my shoulders when they said it was fine.
See, I was still shocked. I'm like,
it's... And I was like, okay, I guess it's fine.
this is more than fine.
I don't know if the bank made a mistake and just didn't take money out of my account. I wasn't going to question it. God works in mysterious ways.
Well, I think on that note, we should probably start watching the movie.
Yeah, let's get to it. I've been dying to see this movie.
I have no idea what to expect.
I think it'll be good.
I'm excited. Again, don't know what to expect, so we'll be back at intermission.
All right. See you soon. All right, we're back.
We're back.
Now, we are a third of the way through this movie.
I
wanted to wait to the halfway part, and you're like, oh, God, I got so much stuff to talk about.
I didn't say so. I just have one thing I want to cover.
Oh, what is it?
One lady has been murdered.
Yep.
And her dad is looking for her.
Yep.
No one has checked her fucking bedroom. The corpse is still in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No one has gone.
I didn't know where he stuffed the body.
Well, she's rocking in a bedroom. She's rocking in some kind of room. Maybe he moved her to a different bedroom. I don't know. But, like, they keep showing her with a bag on her head out the window when her dad, if he had just looked up, maybe he would have seen that.
Maybe.
But, like, they go to the police and everything, and they're like, yeah, she's missing. And, like, well, maybe she's with some boy. No one went to the bedroom.
That's the thing?
This is what's bugging me.
That was what was on your mind?
Well, I wanted to see. I was worried if we waited that they would check the bedroom. I just wanted to rant before they check the bedroom. But, I mean, it's been like...
They're probably going to find the body, right?
I'm assuming so. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think check the bedroom first.
Yeah, but, like, my daughter didn't show up. Can I just see if she's sleeping? Miss Mac, if you don't trust me to go up to my own daughter's room because I'm a dude, you can just knock on the door. Like, you can look for me. Because she's supposed to be, like, the house mom. I don't know what she is.
I'm guessing she went to that sorority in the past.
Yeah, I think
she just hangs out there.
I feel like she's supposed to be a babysitter.
A babysitter?
Kind of.
This is a sorority. They're all, like, early to mid-20s.
Yeah, I know, but they had that main chick, I guess. One of the main chicks. I forgot her character's name. Margot Kidder.
Barb.
I had a train of thought. I lost it.
That was a pleasant surprise to me. That Margot Kidder is in this, mm-hmm. who is, of course, Mrs. Lutz in the Amityville Horror.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I had a thought. I totally lost what it was. Never mind.
Oh. Well, I was going to say how I always said the hallmark of a slasher is that the characters suck.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I like the characters.
Yeah.
They're all kind of funny. Mrs. Mack is kind of stealing the show a little bit.
I love all her hidden...
Yeah, she's an alcoholic. She just has booze hidden all throughout the house.
Which is hilarious because the girls before she got there were drinking. So there's, like, booze, like, openly in the house unless they're all hiding the booze. This is why I'm wondering if she is supposed to be, like, I'll keep your grown daughters pure. I don't know. Like, I feel like she has an official role there. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I just,
yeah, it is funny because they're all drinking and then she is hiding it. That's kind of what my dad used to always do. Like,
yeah,
he would have
mug.
Warm beer hidden around the house.
And it'd be in that nighttime mug.
Yep. Like, you never see a beer can, but he drank, like, every day. Even when we were drinking, like, when we grew up and we're old enough to drink and we're drinking around him, he would have, like, hidden beer that he'd drink out of.
Yeah, so, yeah, maybe that's what's going on.
He hides smoking, too.
Yep. They, every time, like, I go outside and he's smoking, it's just like, I can smell it.
Like, we all know.
We all know.
Should we sit him down and tell him we all know?
We all know. I think keep it going.
Okay. Whatever. If it makes him happy to hide in shame.
I will say I hate the whole, like, walking camera as the perspective of the killer. It just makes motion sickness.
I was impressed by this. Because this is the 70s. These were not small cameras.
It was like a GoPro. The way they have it, it's almost like he's... I know it's not a GoPro.
They
because
had to have
was...
a guy, like, riding on his back.
Something like
that.
Yeah, because
something.
It is. It looks very much... But it looks like he's walking around with a GoPro on his head.
Yeah.
which didn't exist back then, but like it's just making me motion sick.
I'm just wondering how they filmed it.
Yeah.
I would love to see behind the scenes.
I wonder if they have any behind the scenes stuff.
I want to look that up. I want to see how they did those shots. Because it's like him climbing up trellis.
Yeah, to and get then in. Going down the ladder when once he's in. Like, yeah. But like some of it, like walking up to the house, like especially the first walking up, like made me feel really queasy. Maybe I've gotten used to it, but I was just like, oh, I don't like this.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, it's impressive considering when you think about the camera sizes back then, but it's still just...
Yeah. One of the scenes that I liked, a girl picks up the phone, and she's like, oh, hey, it's that Mona again. So they keep getting these phone calls.
The whole entire house.
Yeah.
Sorority comes.
Like, this was before Netflix, so...
There's nothing else.
A Mona calls. They're like, guys, come on. Everybody crowd around. You gotta hear this.
See, Was the Mona killing someone?
It sounded like it.
Yeah. And they're all just like...
Well, you could, like, kind of hear a woman's voice, too.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Like, was he calling from inside the house while he was killing that chick?
No, because she was downstairs. She was listening to that. And then Barb, like, started taunting him and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And then she's the one that, she's the prude.
Okay. I think I just assumed he was killing someone else in the house. That was
yeah, because I, yeah.
But well, they haven't brought that up.
So yeah, so she's the only dead body that we've seen. Was the prude, but she was down there for the phone call. They have slut shaming in this so far and prude shaming. They've done both.
You gotta get all your bases covered.
It was the townie. They're like, come on, she's a townie. She was raped.
She got raped, and then Margot says, come on, you can't rape a townie.
Yeah, like, jeez. So, and then, like, she's making fun of the girl who's dead, whose name I can't remember. Claire. Yeah, Claire, for being a prude. So there's slut shaming and prude shaming. Mm-hmm. Possibly an abortion could be happening.
It sounds like it's happening.
I mean, maybe she'll die so then it won't be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
For the sin of her wanting an abortion.
Really clear up all the moral whatevers.
Ambiguity?
Yeah.
The guy's like, no, keep the baby. Mm-hmm. I promise I'll be a good dad. He didn't say
maybe
that.
Maybe it's him. We don't know who the killer is.
We don't know.
Know it's a white hand.
Yeah.
That's kind of all we saw.
We're assuming it's a guy. Who knows? Maybe it's another twist.
Maybe. Yeah, I wonder who it is. I wonder if it is this guy. Cause this is really like the only guy that we're seeing, right?
Well, we just met Claire's possible boyfriend, the goalie. At least someone that would know. Because she was like the British. Is she British? She's got an accent.
Yeah, I think she. I don't know if she's supposed to be.
Because her accent is weird.
It seems like she's trying not to have an accent.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because it doesn't seem like it's always there. But then yeah. I'm like, what's off? There's something. And every time she answers the phone, she just sounds straight up panicked before she knows who it is.
Yeah, I wonder if she's just supposed to be a regular American, and then she just...
So she's the pregnant one. Yeah, she's the pregnant one. So she went and found a hockey player, a goalie, and who I'm assuming is Claire's boyfriend. Or she's like, is Claire with you? I'm playing goalie. Do you see Claire? No, she left with her dad. The Santa Claus is very vulgar. Really shitty beard.
This is not what I expected of this movie.
Have you seen it?
No, I've never seen this movie.
Oh, I thought you'd seen it. Okay.
No. I've heard good things about it. Like, mm-hmm. When we were looking up slashers for Halloween, like, this is one of the early slashers. This came before Halloween.
So, are we going to see... So, there's going to be more bodies, since we've only seen one body so far.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. They never find the bodies. Well, this makes sense as to why no one's looking in her goddamn room, because you don't find the bodies
quickly. I just think
quickly.
He should have stuffed the body somewhere...
Yeah, he just stuck it on the rocking chair. I'm pretty sure it's in her room where he killed her. And it's just there and no one has gone into her fucking bedroom to check on her. That's just
kind of like a plot hole.
It is. Like,
maybe check her room first.
Yeah, before you go to the police to say your daughter is missing.
Did you check her room?
Shit. I'm just going to imply that maybe she's in a cabin with her boyfriend and you're going to get really offended at me about that.
The police didn't even ask because it's such a stupid question.
Yeah, like no one has checked... There's been no, or even just searching the, like, so I know, like, in slashers, it's, like, you get close to the body, but you don't quite see the body. It's, like, yeah. I don't know why. But this is just such an odd, like.
It's in the middle of the
fucking
room.
Yeah.
On a chair.
So that's why I wanted to do this before they found the body.
That's what I'm wondering, is it really in her room?
I guess.
I don't know
if it
is.
Maybe we'll find out, because it's in a room. It looks like she's on a rocking chair by a window, mm-hmm. because, like, you could. See, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's not in her room, and people have gone to her room, and she's not in there. Because I don't know how many empty rooms there are in this house.
Yeah.
Maybe he put her up in the attic, and it looks like it's in the bedroom. Maybe I'm wrong.
This house is awesome looking.
It is. It's a sweet sorority. Like, all the bedrooms, all the posters.
It looks like a house you would see in, like, a Christmas village.
Yeah.
Oh, its address is 6.
6.
That's how old this movie is.
There was just 6 houses in this neighborhood.
Yeah. You had single-digit house numbers. This movie's almost 50 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy to think about? That old woman, the funny alcoholic, she died when we were, like, 2.
I think she's the same age Betty White would be. Or Betty White is.
Yeah.
She would be.
Ashley brought up that Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even say she's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, she's better than sliced bread.
Yeah.
Also, whenever she's trending on social media now, I think Twitter put, like, she's still alive. Because whenever she trends, everyone's like, you need to tell it's us happened. If she's dead or alive when she trends.
She's not going to die. She's I mean, gonna... this has been happening for 20 years now.
I thought she was going to die in the 80s. But...
20 only... years ago, she was 80 years old.
In the 80s, that was 30 years ago. Oh well, almost 40 years ago.
70.
Yeah, because the Golden Girls were 80s, right? Or were they 90s?
I think it must have been 80s.
Late 80s, yeah, early 90s,
maybe? Actually, I don't know.
But, like, either way, like, 30, possibly 40 years ago, she was an old woman.
Yeah, because I only ever watch reruns of Golden Girls.
Yeah, and I can't tell, because it's that style where you can't tell necessarily. I think
yeah,
it was
seems 80. Like it's from the 50s, but it's not.
But, yeah, a show where they're old. How old was she?
Idea
how old was she in the Golden Girls?
I don't know.
We should derail this for a second and look this up.
Okay, so Golden Girls was 85 to 92. Betty White was 63 when the show started. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine pitching a show like that now?
And
how did they ever get the show made?
Okay, but think of everyone that we know that's in their 60s right now. They look a lot younger.
They do.
Like, I don't know if they just put makeup on to make them look older, or if it was just, again, they just looked older.
Wasn't the really old one younger than she looked?
I think so.
I thought they made her up to be really, really old looking.
They might have.
Estelle Getty, who played Sophia, was actually 1 year younger than Betty White. Sadly, she passed in 2008 at the age of 149.
But yeah,
I was also
crazy.
Just double-checking the sliced bread thing, and yeah, she is older than sliced bread.
They didn't think to use a knife on bread for that long. I mean, the ancient Egyptians had bread.
This article was like, it means that she is older than sliced bread and color television. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's not that shocking.
She's clearly older than color television.
Like, that's not like that. She's older than television.
I think my mom's older than color television.
I mean, she's older than television. Really?
When did television come out?
I don't think they were household.
22. Oh my God, pause. Yeah, dude. Oh, she was 5 when television came out.
Okay, so she's younger than television.
27. Why would they say younger than... Why would they say older than colored television?
Yeah, like, clearly we know that colored television wasn't, like...
Maybe they didn't feel like Googling it. Like, she might be older than television, but she's definitely older than colored television.
We can at least say that, yeah. So, anyway, away from Betty White.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, great movie so far. I mean, this is...
My last note is just never searched a room, and someone was a someone's a douche.
Who?
Dude is... Oh, I think it's the boyfriend of the one who wants the abortion. I think
I said... Why is he being a douche?
I don't know.
I thought he was being quite reasonable. She's going to kill his child.
Then he can carry it.
No, he can't.
And...
Oh, he's upset that she's going to murder his child. What an asshole.
I don't know if that's what I meant as the douche, but it's right underneath abortion.
He's the
and
only
I have
guy.
Dude is douche. Oh yeah. Well, I mean that the cop.
What? Who is it? The dad.
The dad's a douche.
The dad's a douche.
Come on.
All he's done is had his daughter die, and he got a snowball in the face.
And he's like sticking his nose up at the porny pictures on the wall.
Oh come on. He's old timey.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
I just like.
There's a poster where there's a peace sign, and it's just two people banging.
And the house mom, I'm just going to call her the house mom, Mrs.
Yeah,
Mack,
Mrs.
is just
Mack
like trying to...
puts her hand over it while she's talking to the guy.
Because he's like so offended by like...
leaning on it.
Because there are also a few other things that he saw. Hi, Billy.
Oh, man. Yeah, this movie's great so far. I like how the characters all have like fun personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of...
Yeah, I'm going to be sad to see a few of them die.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's going to die. Like, of the two, like, I feel like there's two chicks vying for main chick, last chick standing.
Barb and
pregnant
Hussie.
One. Hussie?
The pregnant one.
Oh, why? She's a Hussie because
that's
she got pregnant?
Name.
Oh, that's her. I thought you were just calling her a Hussie because she got pregnant.
No.
Who's the judgy one now?
Jeez, Ashley. Holy Christ. No, Olivia Hussey is the actress's name.
What's her character's name?
Jess.
Jess, okay. So yeah, I feel like Jess and Barb, I don't know which one. Because I don't know if Margot Kidder was well known. Like, I don't know if she was well known enough to be like the, who would be the.
Well, she seems like the main character.
She does seem a little bit more than Jess, but Jess is probably going to be like second. Like, she's.
Wow, holy. Okay. So Margot Kidder, best known for Superman. Superman came out 4 years after Black Christmas.
Okay.
And Amityville came out 5 years after Black Christmas.
Okay, so this might be
so one. So this may have been her first like, major movie.
Probably Barb is going to survive.
I think so. Barb or Hussey.
Usually, like, I don't care about the other characters. I sometimes care about the main character, but, like, they don't usually, like.
Yeah.
Because they're, like.
The side characters are usually more fun than the main character.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to get back into this?
Yeah, sorry. I just had a rant about the not searching a fucking bedroom.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we're back.
We're back.
We finished it.
Yeah.
Whoa, what did you think?
I liked it.
I liked it, too. That was a really good movie.
I guess I was wrong. She was not in her bedroom.
Nope, she was not in her bedroom. You were mad for nothing.
I was mad for nothing.
She was up in the attic, as it turned out.
Yeah, so that makes sense. I will assume people did their due diligence and went into her bedroom.
I think, because I thought they were in their bedroom when Mrs. Mack was talking to her dad.
Yeah, oh, okay.
With that poster with the peace sign. I think that was her bedroom, but when you said you threw me into doubt when you said it was not her.
Well, bedroom. she was the prude.
Was she though?
Yeah, because Barb was
didn't
like
she have a boyfriend.
Yes, but Barb was like I can smell she's a permanent virgin or something shit like that.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think she's a permanent virgin, but she was like you can smell like the
the virginal stink.
Yeah, it just it's got a strong scent.
I don't know if it does.
I
that's okay though.
So, you were wrong
about the final girl.
About the final girl.
Yeah. So Barb dies. Now,
I started thinking that Jess was the final girl because Barb got super drunk and was yelling at everyone.
That's why you thought she was going to
die? No. Like, that was the last scene with her. She was just having fewer and fewer scenes. And then that last scene, like, she yelled at Claire's dad and everyone said, you guys are just going to blame me because I made fun of her or something. And then she went upstairs and passed out. And then it was just all Jess.
Now, I guess the hint was, we were talking about how this was Margot Kidder's first big role.
That could have been it, yeah.
Yeah. Hussey was in Romeo and Juliet.
Ooh.
That was like what she was known for before this.
Okay.
So she was kind of the bigger actor. I found out she was born in Argentina.
Yeah, because it wasn't quite British, but that makes sense. Okay.
It seemed weird. Like she had a weird accent. Yeah. I think that's why.
Yeah. Okay. It definitely like came and went. It wasn't like a
yeah.
Certain scene she was more it was more pronounced.
More accent-y.
Yeah. Well, I saw on the IMDb page one of the cops is just listed as laughing cop.
Yeah.
And that's like all he did.
I don't know who the bad guy is, like who even what the actor was.
Yeah. So should we explain what happened with them? Like explain more details about the movie or just jump right into that?
Yeah, let's go into the details.
All right, so we left off. They're not searching the goddamn bedroom, but they did. Claire's dad goes to the police station, and meanwhile, the main cop guy is like interviewing some mom who's like, my 13-year-old daughter hasn't been home yet. And he's like, well, she hasn't been
missing. She's dead.
Well, no, he's
like, we find out she died.
Okay, but my note was, oh, he seems very indifferent because he's just like, well, I mean, maybe it's fine. She's like, no, she's never gone this long. He's like, eh, that's probably.
Did our killer kill the 13-year-old girl?
They never went back to that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So they do a search party. The search party is for the 13-year-old girl and Claire, and then they find the 13-year-old girl's body.
Now, with this search party, one part I like.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the sorority house, and they see a creepy man at the window.
This was after the body had been found.
Yeah, the woman screams, holy shit, what is this guy? And then another guy pops up.
Like,
and then to let them know that they're okay and they're in the search party, he holds up a shotgun.
Yeah.
Like, ah, no, we're fine. As he's waving around the shotgun. She's like, oh, whew, thank God. That part was strange to me.
Meanwhile, too.
And then they open the door for them.
They open the door for him. Too, meanwhile, there's a cop that gets brought into the police station because he got shot in the ass by someone. And then they just let that guy go. He's like, well, he was my property.
Yeah, they all had a good laugh about it.
They had a good laugh and just let that guy that shot a cop go.
The 70s were wild.
It's crazy. We need to talk about. So they set up, because throughout this movie, they're getting those phone calls from that guy. So the cops are like, okay, why don't we go, like, tap your phone? I can't even.
They always did this in movies and shows and stuff where they're like, you have to stay on the line for a while.
Yeah, and they never show us. They never show us why. But it's because they... I don't understand what I was watching.
I don't either. It was like a big warehouse full of, like, mechanisms.
So this poor guy had to keep running back and forth, and they were never on the phone long enough. He was like, gotta get them on the phone longer. Like,
there's, like, little jiggling things jiggling that he's going to keep an eye out for.
It was like a football field of just...
It reminded me of, like, in the 90s when it would show, like, how hacking works.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, this weird, like, giant interface, and, like, you could see it.
It was ridiculous.
It was like he was in the mainframe.
And I want to know how accurate it is. I'm going to assume it was accurate.
I don't think they made that set for this. They must have had permission to go into one of these actual things. I can't imagine they put that much money.
But yeah, it's like literally.
It looked like it must have cost millions of dollars to have this giant warehouse.
Yeah, it's like a literally like he's running and like plugging in things and listening. Man, so that's why they had to be on the phone for like 10 minutes. there was two phone lines in one house.
I kept wondering how he was calling. Mm-hmm. And I kind of figured maybe there were two lines, then they brought it up. Yeah, there's
because
two lines.
The house mother.
Yeah, that was her title, house mother.
I was right. She's keeping those. Mm-hmm. She did not do a good job. She ended up dying.
Yeah, she did a real shit job.
Yeah. Peter got framed.
Yeah, they're kind of setting it up that it's Hussey's boyfriend, Peter.
Losing his mind because of the baby.
Upset about the abortion.
He also...
crying his man tears.
He also, like, failed his...
piano recital.
Yeah, he did bad and he bashed up a piano.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was sweating so bad for that. So all that's going on and he's like, I want to marry you. I decided I'm not going to become a pianist. And she's like, that's all you ever wanted to do and I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give up my goals. Ouch. So his life is falling apart. So the cop's like, must be him. Mm-hmm. Once the cop listens on the conversation and realizes, oh, man, she wants to get an abortion. So all that's going on.
The cops call Hussey, and they're like, okay, don't ask why.
Don't ask why. Just leave the house.
Set down the phone and run out of the house screaming. And she's like, why? She's like, God damn, because the killer's in the house. Yeah, that's why. Why did... Because that guy, that wiener cop, was told by the other cop, you know, don't... tell her there's a killer in the
house? They've been building up that guy's an idiot the entire time. Like, he didn't know what fellatio was.
Yeah. But why not tell her there's a killer in the house? That's why you have to run out of the fucking house immediately.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it, she didn't know her friends were dead yet. She didn't want to abandon her friends.
They didn't want her to go in to the house and try to save everybody.
Yeah.
Just get out.
Just get out. So she shouted for them, and they didn't answer, and then... But also, that scene where those two weirdos from the search party, her and Phil were talking. They said something about, isn't this weird how this is the only door that locks? And it was the back door. But the front door was locked. So I think she could lock the front door from the outside because she opened the front door at one point, did something with the lock, and then shut it. And then she couldn't open the front door again.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't think
from the outside?
I think that's what I witnessed.
Oh, we're going to have to do a fact check on that.
Yeah, I just... Should we pause this? Because it's like near the...
I need to know.
Pause.
Okay. Yeah. You're sort of maybe right.
We have no idea what's going on with the store.
We must have rewatched it 10 times.
Yeah.
It's an hour and 17 minutes into this movie.
So if anyone else wants to
look to see for yourselves. But yeah, Hussey opens the door from the inside,
does something with the lock...
And then, like, closes the door.
And then later...
And later, she can't open it.
Yeah, she can't open it from the inside.
She's, like, trapped inside. I don't know what happened. Why would there be a lock on the outside of the door?
Yeah, so...
Was that the outside of the door?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's not the only mystery that this movie will leave us with.
Man, so, turns out, it was just Peter being upset. Crying his man tears over his dead baby.
The baby's not even dead yet. He could have convinced her still.
Dead in his heart.
He could have convinced her still.
He tried at the end and it didn't go well.
But also, so on that phone conversation, or there's a bunch of phone conversations, but at some point earlier in the movie, Jess and Peter were like talking about the baby and everything. And then the guy calls and repeats what Peter was saying.
Yeah, it's like removing a blister or something.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. And then, so Jess reacts to that, and the cop calls back after hearing that. He's like, why did that shock you? And she's like, oh, no reason. And then later on, she explains, like, the situation. So that's why the cop's like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know if she's ever explained, like, yeah.
She never explained that to the cop. She kept that to herself because she didn't want Peter to get in trouble. She wasn't sure it was Peter. At one point, she says Peter was there for a phone call.
Yes.
Was he in the room? Or was he at the house? Because I don't remember.
He was at the house. And she was on the phone, and then he was sleeping in her room.
Okay.
And then he startles her. He comes down the stairs and startles her, and she's like, oh, when she's trying to call to complain.
So that leads more to, it could be Peter.
Yeah, and then the killer conveniently has a similar sweater as Peter.
Yeah.
They just show snippets.
So it's just Peter this whole time.
I guess. Or.
So, at the end, she's running away from the killer. Mm-hmm. She goes into the basement.
Because she can't go out the front door because it's locked.
Because she locked it from the outside on herself. So she bolts the basement.
Because the killer is
like bashing on the door, mm-hmm. and then he goes away.
So she must not have gotten a good look at him.
No. Well, she could see him through a crack. She saw his eye. His eye was scary looking.
Yeah.
He must have had some weird contact in or something. Because he had like this weird like red iris looking thing that was sort of floating there.
Yep. So he's pounding on it. And so she locks herself in the basement and then... goes down to the creepy-ass basement. And then these windows where you can't quite see through.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the shadow of someone calling her name.
And it's Peter.
It's Peter. And then he breaks through the window.
How does he know to look in the basement for her?
I don't know. Unless he heard her screaming?
In the basement?
I don't know.
He's just around?
I don't know.
Peter's a little sus.
Yeah, he is. There's something going on with him.
So he bashes in the window. Mm-hmm. He's coming towards her. She's got a fire poker. And then the cops come
Fades
in.
Fades to black. Well, not really. She screams. They go down. They rush into the house. And then she's passed out and has stabbed Peter with the fire poker.
Yep.
He's like, why are you hiding here?
She's alive.
Why didn't you answer me?
And then she's in the hospital bed. Everybody leaves.
Not in the hospital bed. She's in her bed.
No, her bed. That's right.
Just doped up on something to, like, sleep it off. And then Claire's dad passes out. He has, like, because they haven't found Claire's. I don't think they know Claire's officially dead yet.
They didn't find her. They didn't find Mrs. Mack.
Yeah, because they're up in the attic. That's where Claire was by the hallway.
And then Hussie's asleep. Everyone pans around. You can see the little flickering fire coming from the attic.
Yep. Goes up there. And
you can hear that guy mumbling.
Upstairs. And then there's a cop outside standing guard, and you hear a phone ringing, and no one fucking answers it. Because why do they care to answer that phone anymore? Peter did it.
It's Peter. A lot of interesting little things in this movie. It's kind of cool that we never see who the killer is.
Yeah, we don't know who the killer is.
That's kind of nuts. We never see him.
He's
mumbling stuff like about Billy, Agatha.
Yeah.
And we have no idea why.
No idea.
We never find out.
Nope.
So it's kind of cool that they just leave it a mystery.
Yeah. I mean, eventually those bodies are going to start smelling.
They'll find them.
But
the movie's over. Who cares?
Yeah, I like it. I liked it.
Yeah, this movie was really good. So I'm glad we watched it.
I would have been disappointed if it was Peter.
Yeah.
I think I would have been.
I figured it wasn't because it seemed like they were pointing to him.
Too strongly. And I was like,
they weren't really pointing to anybody else.
Yeah. I just want to know who. But okay, so the
just
killer,
some guy.
climbed in. And you assume that he was in the house the whole time, but then someone slit the cop's throat.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have been, and possibly he killed that little girl. So, like, he was getting in and out, but they didn't really.
Yeah. Well, he can climb that trellis.
All right. Yeah. I just thought he was just living in the house now.
Yeah.
And the cop got his throat slit, so he was not very good guard.
Kind of a shitty cop.
So there was a suffocation death.
Mm-hmm.
A hook. To the throat? Is that what she... A hook to the throat. Barb got stabbed with a unicorn thing. Like a unicorn.
Yeah. We don't really know how Phil died.
No.
But yeah.
But I like...
Only four people died in this movie.
No.
Five. The girl.
The girl. Little girl and the cop.
Six. Oh. Six the cop. Seven Peter.
Yeah. So we know... So the cop got something... He slit the cop's throat. We don't know how the little girl died, if she's connected with that. But I'm assuming. Yeah, because he could have gotten out. Yeah.
Wow. Really fun movie.
Yeah.
Kind of a just a good time of a horror movie.
And I do like how you just don't know who did it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You can't even, I don't think you can even have fan theories because there's like no like lore really to it. It's just some guy just climbed in there.
I don't think the writers know.
Yeah.
I don't think they cared to.
They're just like, you know, you're a weirdo killer and we're not going to go into this. Like, I wonder if they were planning sequels or anything or if it was just.
Probably not.
I guess you don't go into slashers planning sequels.
No. I could see them doing a backstory these days.
Yeah.
Like, let's empathize with the head. Killer.
You know, he would have had a traumatic childhood. Billy was probably like a brother or something that got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha, like the angry aunt that's raising him. I don't know.
Now, I think we got one more week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. What do we want to watch?
Well, next week is Christmas.
Yeah. Well, one more podcast week, right?
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to do it next week.
Huh?
Because Christmas Eve is Friday, and then Christmas is Saturday. We are booked up.
So we're not doing one next week? Okay.
Unless we do, like, a late episode, because you have that next week off. We'll figure out. Maybe I'll record it.
All right.
We'll figure it out. You might have a late episode. Again, we'll see. We should do the rating or what we think the critics score.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give it.
So this is a classic film, right?
Well I want to give my score. I'm going to give it like an 85. I really enjoyed it.
That sounds about right. I think about an 85
and
a 90
maybe. And I think
maybe.
The critics, you know, I keep saying they're going to go lower, but maybe they're going to go like 80, 85. I think they're going to be similar to what I did.
I'm going to say high 80s for critic and user.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
Because it was a good one.
The Rotten Tomatoes.
Make sure you get the right year.
Yep, I did not get the right year. If you want to know 2019,
yes,
it's
tell me.
39 and 31.
Ooh.
Why did it give me that one?
Why did they keep doing that?
Black Christmas. I found it, sort of, but it's called Stranger in the House.
What?
It's starring Hussey Margot Kidder. I don't know. So critics gave it a 71. Audience gave it a 75.
Wow.
So a little lower than I expected.
Yeah.
For this classic slasher.
Yeah. Honestly, it was good. Like, I wonder if people are so upset that you don't know who.
I bet some people are.
But it's crazy because we're on the IMDb page and there was no one credited as the killer.
No.
Which
yeah,
is
that's weird.
Good, because sometimes you can get into trouble. You could have, like, spoiled yourself.
Yeah. If it said, like, Peter slash killer.
Yeah. That's kind of why I thought maybe at one point they mentioned Phil's boyfriend, Patrick, at the very end. Like, has anyone told Patrick? Who's Patrick? Phil's boyfriend. I was like, is it Patrick? And then it just, the
yeah,
movie ends.
They don't bring that up.
No, just.
I wonder if it might have actually been the actor who played Peter being the killer.
Yeah, and it just.
Like, I could see that happening.
Yeah, because that's why we had the same sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look that up.
Yeah, because they're.
Let's look it up. All right, so they're saying his name is Billy.
Uh-huh.
Actor, this is going to blow your mind. According to Wikipedia, actor unknown.
What?
Wikipedia doesn't know.
They've kept it under wraps this whole time?
This is crazy. He could still be out there.
I just want there to be a making of this stupid, not the stupid movie. I don't think this movie is stupid. I'm just angry that there is no.
That's crazy. How do they not know where the actor is?
Yeah. Unless they just had multiple actors. But I feel like he would say there was multiple actors for the role. They just found whoever was like free that day, they had him do that role.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Is there anything else you want to say?
One thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
When we found out that Margot Kidder was not the final girl.
Were you sad?
Do you remember this scene? What happens, Margot Kidder gets stabbed with a unicorn, and then it cuts to Hussey clapping and laughing.
Because she's watching.
She's watching the carolers.
Yeah. But before, the killer's in Margot's room, and she starts screaming or she has like an asthma attack. She's like, I thought there was I had a dream about a stranger in my room.
And then she's fine.
And then she's fine. starts breathing again. So I wonder if he started strangling her and then like,
I don't know why
he didn't like finish unless he must have heard. Yeah. And then because Jess ran in the room to see what the fuck was going on with her and she was fine. And then she left. And then, so I'm wondering if maybe she heard Margot in the background dimly, but just didn't think anything of it because she just had. And meanwhile, Phil's in there, and then Phil's like, why was everyone screaming earlier? Oh, she had a nightmare.
So, should we pick our next movie?
Yeah, I don't know when we'll watch it, but.
Okay, now, I did something different.
Uh-huh.
I made an omni list of a lot of movies, over 100 movies. Do you happen to have 100-sided dice?
No, but I have I can do it.
No, how do you want to do it? Do you just want to be stuck with whatever the role?
Yes.
Oh, boy. This could be fun.
Okay, got the percentile. See? 21.
Ooh, 21. What do we have? Oh, we have Henry. Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Ooh. You know what?
What's up?
Cool. I mean, it's not. I know it's not a documentary, right?
No. This stars the guy Merle from Walking Dead.
Ooh. Okay. Because I've just been thinking, I kind of been like itching for like a serial killer documentary.
This one is based on a real serial cool. killer. Kind of. Okay. So there's this guy named Henry. He killed a couple people, I think. But basically, he would confess to any murder presented to him. So cops would just use this guy to solve unsolved cases.
Like this is based on a true story?
Yeah. This is the guy. So they had a case that they couldn't solve. Bring it to him. Be like, did you kill these people? And yep. Awesome. Okay.
So did he actually kill anyone?
He killed some people.
Okay.
But he's credited with killing like 500.
And they're slowly realizing that it's not the case?
I think so. I think they put it together that this guy was just lying. I'll actually have to look that up to verify this, because I talk out of my ass a lot. Yeah. I say things that I half know.
And you speak it like it's the truth.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we're going to watch that one. That should be a little fun.
Yeah.
So until next time, have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Don't lock yourself in from the outside.
Yep. I'm dreaming of a black Christmas. Good night, everyone.